and to introduce our fifth storyteller of the night. Craig is a lifelong and third-generation Kodiak resident. His parents, Dr. Bob and Marianne Johnson, are retired here with no plans to leave, and Craig doesn't plan to leave either because he doesn't know any better. So please give a round of applause for Craig.
So I want to show you this plaque on the back that I can see. It says, "To Craig, loved hair." It really is from my dear wife of 36 years. It says, "My husband, a soft shoulder to cry on, a firm chest to rest on, a loving heart to rely on, and my best friend." She really did give it to me, and it really does hang in a place of honor in my office. And not only that, my parents are here tonight, and they've been married 63 years. This year will be 64. When you've been married a number of years, when the years start to pile up, you start to see the other side of love, the flip side of the coin. And so I want you to, with me, look at love from both sides now. Matt said I might be in trouble with this earlier. I saw a quote, I heard a quote, and it just struck me. It just struck a chord in me when I heard it. This is a quote from Jim Carrey. "Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes." When I first heard that, I thought, that's me. I can relate. I was so excited, I couldn't wait to take it and share it with Terry. So I just about rushed to share this with her. And I said, you know, I knew about the behind a man is a woman. You know, they're doing better things together because they're more than they could do apart. And they're supporting each other on the bigger and better things. But the part that was... that rolling your eyes part, that's what was getting me. And I could see, you know, I'm a man, and I kind of think I'm pretty great. And I definitely have a woman behind me, rolling her eyes. So I said to her, as soon as I could get with her, I said, "What do you think about this? Behind every man is a woman, rolling her eyes." No hesitation, she'd not heard this before. No hesitation, she immediately says, "Forget great." Behind every man is a woman rolling. And then I knew it really did apply to me. Dear sweet Ruth Graham, another person that's been married a long time, was once asked, "Have you and Billy ever considered divorce?" She said, "No, I can honestly tell you, we have never considered divorce. Murder? Absolutely." As the years pile on and you're married longer, your life and your relationship and your friendship can start to sound like an old country and western song. Maybe with a title like this: "How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away?" If the phone don't ring, you'll know it's me. I keep forgetting I forgot about you. I'm so miserable without you, it's like you were here. If I'd shot you when I wanted to, I'd be out of here by now. We got some country and western fans out here. Some years ago, Terry had a job interview right here in town. She'd been out of the workforce for a while, and this new employer wanted to know, as they had a panel of people from that company, "Why aren't you at your last job? Why aren't you going back to your old employer?" She had an answer for him, but she had to think about it for a minute, just how to put it. And she said, "Well, it was kind of like a gambler working in a casino." Her old job had been at Ardinger's Fine Furnishings. And maybe like a gambler working in a casino, not usually bringing home a paycheck, that was kind of how it was for Terry. Maybe some furniture would come home, but not so much the paycheck. They say you should take someone you love someplace they've never been before. And for me, this wasn't hard. I knew what I could do. I had this saved. I saved it for our 30th wedding anniversary. Terry, when we first met, had a little metal statue replica of Michelangelo's David, about this tall. She always loved Italy. She said, I want to go to Italy. I have a lifelong dream to go to Italy. And so I said, honey, 30-year wedding anniversary, great news. Big surprise, we're going to Italy. She said, how? I said, that's the best part. I'll take care of everything. You just sit back and relax. Don't lift a finger. Don't do a thing. I'll make all the arrangements. She said, no. If you make the arrangements, we might get to Italy, but we probably won't get back. And so just September passed. A few months ago, we actually got to Italy. It took me only 6 years to get a group tour that she would approve to go to Italy. And we did make it there and back. It was a nice visit to Italy. Her dream came true, and I made none of the arrangements. Terry has a mother's heart. I sometimes say to her, I don't need another mother. She says, oh, yes, you do. She has been the greatest mother to our three children, one in heaven, and she's been the best wife for me all these years we've been together. I really mean that. When the boys were younger and they might get a serious girlfriend, they sometimes would ask me, Dad, what do you think of this girl? And I would say, I would kind of want to steer that conversation this way. Well, how does this girl's heart line up with your mom's? And if they said it was a good match, I would say you have nothing to worry about. Some years ago, I had to ask myself, was she the one for me? Was Terry the one for me? And I didn't have to think about it very long before I knew I could look the whole world over and not find another heart like hers. No use even trying. She's the hub of our family wheel. She's the heart of our family, as you might expect. She's my best friend forever, the apple of my eye. And yes, I know how to sleep on the couch.